USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee has issued a subpoena for the full, unredacted Mueller report. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley has a message for Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
Just like the special counsel, it's time to put up or shut up. If you have the evidence, show it. The problem is he doesn't. He knows it. He's been lying to the American people. He's been lying to all of us, accusing this president of treason.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan held a joint news conference with Japan's foreign ministers to reaffirm their cooperation with Japan. The Secretary of State says North Korea is still a main concern of everyone.
At the top of the list is our shared diplomatic efforts to achieve the final fully verified denuclearization of North Korea. We will continue to press North Korea to abandon all of its weapons of mass destruction.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Severe weather threatening parts of the United States on Good Friday, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Another round of severe weather is threatening about 100 million Americans today. There could be tornadoes in Alabama and Mississippi in particular. Two people died in Mississippi from storms on Thursday. The system moving east through Georgia, the Carolinas, and up into the Mid-Atlantic as well.
A Canadian man convicted of nearly killing a Bishop International Airport officer in 2017 was sentenced to life in prison. 51-year-old Amar Fatio traveled from Montreal to Flint, Michigan before carrying out his attack. Retired Lieutenant Jeff Neville, whom Fatio attacked, never forgets that fateful day.
I can't wrap my head around it, really. It's, and then to come to this country, to Flint, Michigan, and to attack me. I think about it constantly just because I have the loss of feeling in my, in my face here.
Fatio is appealing the conviction, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The CDC has confirmed hundreds of cases of a deadly multi-drug-resistant fungus nationwide. The CDC confirmed 587 cases of the fungus, most of them in New York, New Jersey, and the New York City area. The fungus has a 1 in 3 mortality rate. Matt Richtel is a health reporter with the New York Times.
So it's a fungus, but it does fit into the bacterial conversation of the rise in drug-resistant bacteria. What they ought to know is that this bug, this germ, raises the stakes in the issue of drug-resistant infections, that it is a new germ, that it has mysteriously risen, and what they ought to know is that it is beginning to spread among hospitals around the world, and then in particular in the U.S., New York, New Jersey, and Illinois.
The infection is spread at hospitals, and as far as what hospitals are doing to keep people informed regarding this fungus, Richtel says,
it's a core question, and one of the issues we've focused on in this series we're launching in the Times is the level of, and it's a little bit strong of a word, secrecy, denial, confidentiality. Why? Well, look, not just hospitals, state governments, federal governments around the world, no one wants to be seen as an infection hub. It's terrifying to look like you are a source of a drug-resistant bug.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.